From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
84 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Good afternoon to you. It is your Tuesday. I'm Greg Neft. Our top local stories this hour and happening right now. Police activity in Sun Valley. Directly ahead, what we know. They are no longer asking you to evacuate. The Biscar fire raging toward Nevada from Lassen County, forcing evacuation orders for parts of Washoe County. Directly ahead, we'll tell you who is being ordered to leave and firing back against the feds.
We're going to do what's in the best interest of Nevadans. We're not going to let the federal government dictate how Nevada does what Nevada does.
On the way, Nevada's Secretary of State talking about what he will and won't do in the face of Department of Homeland Security pressure on elections. But first, we begin with breaking news this hour. Right now, Washoe County Sheriff's deputies are on the scene of Sprucewood Drive and Gertie's Avenue in Sun Valley. It's not clear exactly what they're doing there, but the department is asking you to avoid the area. Live television pictures appear to show a deputy trying to connect and contact someone inside a home with a megaphone. As soon as we learn more, we'll pass that along to you. These stories and much, much more ahead on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neft. Now with more, let's say hello to Jerry.
Hello, Greg, and a big news hour, it sounds like, coming up in the next 55 minutes. A follow-up on yesterday's accident at 580 and 50 in Carson City and the shocking number of accidents that have occurred there. Nevada, enemy number one with the RNC over voter fraud. And the weather is in the news again today. Another flash flood warning closer to home today. And in local sports, Nevada Hall of Fame sporting inductees, traffic and weather, and Craig Swope with the local sports all coming up this hour here on the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. You can join the conversation. Follow us on X at 991 FM Talk. It's 12:08. Back to you, Greg.
All right, thank you very much there, Jerry. It is our top local story. KKFT Firewatch. The Biscar fire has now reached into Nevada, and some in Washoe County are not being asked. They are being ordered to leave. An evacuation warning for parts of rural Washoe County has turned into a partial evacuation order. Anyone living between the West Fork, Buffalo Creek, and Smoke Creek areas are now being ordered to leave the area immediately. And that means right now. Fire officials earlier said they had been making some progress.
Looking in the coming days, we're hoping that we can get that single lane pilot car. There is evacuation orders close in the area, and we're in a warning in the surrounding zones.
U.S. Forest Service Incident Commander in Training Frank Alves. The fire has charred more than 40,000 acres, mostly in Lassen County, and is forced to shut down of Highway 395 northeast of Susanville. Well, miles-long delays and people stranded inside their own cars along I-80 in Placer County yesterday. This after a 10-vehicle crash left the freeway closed. Two big rigs were involved in the wreck, which left multiple people injured about 68 miles west of Reno. People caught in the crash, we're not sure if they were going to make it home.
It looks like it's going to be a long night.
We're just waiting, thinking about spending the night in the car now, the way things are going.
We're going to have to get comfortable wherever we get stuck at.
All lanes were reopened by this morning. They were actually closed last night. Early reports indicate that one truck during the crash went off the road and over an embankment. And looking at that area of I-80 eastbound right now is still very, very slow in the area of Cisco Grove. Reno police in mourning after a police officer on the force passes away. Master Police Officer Lance Tyndall has died.
During his distinguished career, Master Police Officer Tyndall played an instrumental role in apprehending more than 50 homicide suspects, recovering more than 1,000 firearms that had been stolen or used in crimes, and seizing thousands of pounds of illegal narcotics. His work directly contributed to saving countless lives and making the community safer.
Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio. No further details about the officer's death were released. KKFT Election Center 2026 and threatened with arrest and jail time, but Nevada's Secretary of State says he will not back down from resistance to federal pressure on election security.
That's a dangerous, dangerous tactic to take, and I do not want to put Nevada in that position because we are doing what we're supposed to do. We are following the law, and Nevadans know that it is illegal for a non-citizen to vote in Nevada elections.
Cisco Aguilar says it's not even clear what the Department of Homeland Security even wants.
Nobody's explained to us their data set. Nobody said, how did they get this information? Where did they get their information? Nor have they shared it with us. Had they called and said, look, we think this is occurring, can we share our data set with you? We said, yes, of course we would.
In the meantime, the Trump administration believes states must hand over voter information, Aguilar says, that would reveal private details about voters. That's in violation of state and federal laws. From the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno, it's 12:11 on the KKFT News at Noon. Now with more, here's Jerry.
Well, a follow-up to yesterday's accident at 580 and Highway 50 in Carson City. One person flown by air ambulance, two others taken to the hospital via ground ambulance. NHP reported that none of the injuries appear to be life-threatening. Five vehicles were involved, including the dump truck. There was a fatal crash in 2021 that killed two, left several injured, and resulted in the driver being charged criminally and sentenced to prison. That and the recent crash caused by brake failures from trucks coming down Spooner and the brakes failing. In the past 2 years, at least 21 crashes have been reported at or near the intersection, and many including rollovers, vehicles catching on fire, and numerous injuries. Originally, the plans for the portion of 580 that would connect between Fairview Drive and the intersection of 395 and 50 included an overpass over South Carson Street. Unfortunately, that did not come to fruition due to NDOT saying that they did not have enough funding prior to the project's completion. Once again, Lake Tahoe authorities are on high alert after four invasive, highly destructive golden mussels were intercepted on a boat bound for the lake. This close call has prompted local agencies to double down on inspection protocols. And to mitigate wildfire threats, the U.S. Forest Service is actively performing fire fuel clearing operations, including shredding 52 acres of surplus vegetation near Kings Beach on the North Shore. FM News Talk time is 12:14.
Now, a check on traffic on your new news, KKFT.
We have a broken down vehicle on eastbound Interstate 80 about a mile before you get to the USA Parkway. Normally that wouldn't be much of a big deal, but it's blocking the slow lane in that area. Get into the fast lane as you make your way towards that area. You'll be fine. They're still waiting for a tow truck. Otherwise, in Reno and Sparks, in Carson City and around the lake, Urington too, we're not doing too bad. And let me remind you that since 1986, Perwin Automotive has been the shop friends recommend to friends for all of your automotive needs. And don't forget, Perwin Automotive is home of the no appointment needed gas or diesel smog check. It's 84 in Sparks, 82 in Carson City, 84 in Urington, 72 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's a look at your important weather.
Partly cloudy skies, and as thunderstorm chances develop, those partly cloudy become mostly cloudy. And the possibility of thunderstorms is why we have a flood watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in cars at a Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up at 8 tonight, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Abraham Lincoln often taught with riddles. If you call a tail a leg, how many legs has a dog? Five? No, calling a tail a leg don't make it a leg. In other words, changing definitions won't change reality.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For your presidential air conditioning service and Honest Abe reality checkup, contact us today at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Hi, this is Mike with the Good Feet Store. Are your bad feet making work miserable? You're not alone. Here's Vale, a real Good Feet Store customer.
I'm a salesman. I pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached. My feet hurt. It was just sometimes unbearable. But if you don't have a good attitude when you're in sales, it shows on your face. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val get back to doing what they love without their feet getting in the way.
I walked into the Good Feet Store, and I said, my feet hurt. What a difference with these arch supports. When I go and talk to my customers, I've got a smile on my face. I can go all day long, and then some. It's the real deal. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
Don't let bad feet stop you from achieving your 2026 health goals. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Hey, Northern Nevada, it's time to get back to work. Brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Chromalloy in Carson City has openings for skilled machinists and CNC operators. With 3 to 5 years of experience, you'll get top wages and all shifts are open. Apply at Chromalloy.com/careers. For more details, go to HireMeNevada.com.
Whether you are looking for work or need more help, go to HireMeNevada.com.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
It's now California's biggest wildfire, now crossing into Nevada. I'm John Potter for the New News. It's a massive expansion of the Biscar wildfire, now burning into North Washoe County. It's about 30 miles due west of Gerlach. The Biscar fire started 3 days ago. What caused it is still not known. Latest mapping done just hours ago shows it has scorched 58,879 acres. That's 92 square miles. The blaze grew quickly with hot temperatures and strong winds pushing it east across 395 into Nevada wilderness. And it's still spreading to the east and south. And it's still only 5% contained. There are high hopes for rain there, but also fears of new lightning with the oncoming storm. I'm John Potter for the New News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
FM News Talk Time, 12:19. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Breaking news right now from Sun Valley. There may be a standoff happening right now between someone inside a home and the Washoe County Sheriff's Office. This is happening at Sprucewood Drive and Gertie's Avenue in Sun Valley. The Sheriff's Office is asking you to stay away. Live television pictures show what appears to be a sheriff's deputy on a megaphone trying to contact someone inside a home. That's number one. Number two, evacuation orders, as you just heard John say, now in effect in Washoe County from the Biscar Fire. Burning northeast of Susanville, Highway 395 remains closed in the area. And number three, Reno-bound travelers, stranded yesterday along I-80 in Placer County after a 10-vehicle wreck that took hours to clean up. The freeway was only fully reopened this morning. It is our top national story. War Secretary Pete Hegseth and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Dan Kane testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee today as the Trump administration seeks funding for both the Pentagon and its ongoing military operations with Iran.
The Pentagon is slated to run out of money at the end of the month if Congress doesn't intervene. This as the president decides whether to escalate the war. There are few off-ramps right now, raising new concerns about higher oil prices, global economic disruption, and the loss of more American lives. We now know the name of the third American killed in Jordan Yemen and Iraq this weekend. Sergeant Michael Swinton, out of Fort Bragg, North Carolina, killed in northern Iraq during a controlled detonation of an unexploded downed Iranian one-way attack drone. He joins Private Isabella Gonzalez and First Lieutenant Tyler James Feehan.
And that's Fox's Jennifer Griffin on Capitol Hill. Meantime, word is that these senators are reacting to the U.S.-Iranian conflict. Republican John Thune.
What the president did in response to the Iranians violating the ceasefire was to make it clear that we weren't going to tolerate that. And I think his objective is getting the strait open.
FM News Talk Dive, it's 12:21. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
RNC, the Republican National Committee, sues to stop non-residents from voting in six states, Nevada being number one. Seems like common sense that living in a state should be a prerequisite to voting there. The Republican National Committee is suing six states to stop them from doing so. Fresh off a court win in North Carolina, the RNC has filed lawsuits against six additional states, including Nevada. In these states, a person who has never set foot as a resident within their borders can still cast an absentee ballot there, often because a parent or legal guardian once lived in the state decades ago. I'll give you an example of something here in just a moment. Nevada is shaping up as the marquee fight of the current round. You do remember the responses from Aaron Ford and Cisco Aguilar last week after Trump's address. The RNC has joined the Nevada State Republican Party and Republican Secretary of State nominee Jim Marchant in challenging a law that allows people who never lived in Nevada and in some cases never lived in the United States at all to vote here. Secretary of State Francisco Aguilar, a Democrat, called it, quote, an attack on the voting rights of eligible U.S. citizens living abroad, end quote. And he warned that unwinding the law could hurt military families, even though the RNC made it clear it's not who their lawsuit is about. Last month, the Pigpen Project, that was created to help clean up voter rolls in the state of Nevada, received the following report from a Clark County voter. Quote, back in February, my significant other, who is not a U.S. citizen, received the letter I have attached in this email. It asked her if she wanted to register to vote. She is not a citizen, so we threw the letter in the trash. The next week, her voter registration card arrived, which I have also included and attached a picture of. Additionally, she received a primary election ballot for the June primaries, which we just finished. I have no doubt that she will also receive a mail-in ballot for the general election as well. The Nevada DMV says they have systems in place to keep the letter that I sent you from going to non-U.S. citizens. Obviously, those systems are faulty because she received one. And that ballot was mailed to a non-citizen, and the non-citizen's voter registration card and submitted to them to the Clark County Registrar of Voters for action, since they got zero cooperation from the Secretary of State's office. FM News Talk Time, 12:24, and we'll take a look at traffic now, followed by weather, and there's a flash flood warning here in this area.
Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk. KKFT traffic.
On eastbound Interstate 80 near just past Mustang, a mile toward USA Parkway, there is a disabled vehicle still blocking a lane in that area. They're still waiting for a tow truck. No collisions to tell you about. However, Washoe County Sheriffs are asking you to avoid the area of Sprucewood and Gurney Way in Sun Valley. There is a hostage negotiation going on at this time. And don't forget, traffic is brought to you as another service of Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Gardnerville. For auto repair, tires, brakes, AC, premium quality work done ridiculously affordably. Double J Auto Gardnerville and Double A Auto Yerington. Here's a look at your weather.
Best chance for thunderstorms, 2 to 7 this afternoon. but we could see something linger into the evening. We're looking for clearing skies overnight and drier air, warmer weather to move in for the rest of the week, close to 100 by the end of the week. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up at 1, Guy Benson after the noon news on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Thin nylon covers may be okay for temporary storage, but why risk it? Nevada's harsh climate can wreck your valuable boat or RV. BAM RV and Boat Storage is the smart option. Close to Tahoe and the Carson Airport, they offer 24/7 gated access, heated units, 30 amps of power, on-site water, and a dump station. With large enclosed units to fit any boat or RV, choose BAM RV and Boat Storage. 5969 Morgan Mill Road in Carson. BAMRVBoatStorage.com.
Experience the difference with award-winning surgery at Hall & Rye Plastic Surgeons and Aesthetic Treatment Centers. Their expert team delivers stunning, natural results you'll love. Trusted, renowned, and ready to help you look and feel your best. Their board-certified plastic surgeons focus on the relationship they build with each patient. Book your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your transformation begins at Hall & Rye.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Mike Rockwood from Big West football days for Wolfpack football, one of six honorees into the Nevada Hall of Fame. Homecoming weekend will see the inductions in October 23rd, 24th, and 25th, along with Rockwood, skier Tommy Garrett, Olympic diver Krista Palmer, running back Luke Lippincott, and the 2008 softball team will be inducted into the Nevada Hall of Fame. I'm Craig Swope with sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your noon news. Local, live, and happening now.
1228 here on the news at noon. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA studios in downtown Reno. If you are just checking in. Two departments, one fire chief. That's what's being discussed between Reno and Sparks. Reno's fire chief, though, says nothing is official.
The idea with the shared leadership of Sparks is to open doors to collaborate, work together, and work toward that regional approach to fire service.
But Reno Fire Chief Dave Cochran says there are some things in this proposal worth looking at.
I have some ideas that I think are very viable in the short, medium, and long term. Even given the financial constraints that we're all facing here in Northern Nevada.
Okay, so what happens now? There would have to be a lot of movement on both the Reno and Sparks City Councils for this to happen. Both will take up the idea next week at their meetings. Well, as Jerry did mention, a flash flood warning now in place. Reports of Tahoe Basin, Reno, Carson City, and beyond. The National Weather Service says large amounts of rain could trigger floods today between noon, which is now, and 11 o'clock tonight. The warning extends into Mineral County as well as Mono County. Residents are urged to avoid burn scars, steep hillsides, or urban areas that are prone to flooding. Speaking of California, and by trade, by ipso facto, Nevada and Reno, Northern Nevada could see a very wet winter thanks to El Nino.
Recent changes in ocean temperatures have scientists predicting a strong El Nino. Experts say there's a 97% chance it'll be strong or very strong over the last 3 months of 2026. El Nino is known for bringing heavy rain and sometimes damaging storms to California. 2 winters ago, a strong El Nino brought significant amounts of rain to Southern California. This year's El Nino could be even bigger. El Nino is a natural pattern in the Pacific that happens every 2 to 7 years. I'm Mark Mayfield.
A father-son duo now charged in the kidnapping of two U.S. Forest Service employees in Shasta County.
Federal kidnapping charges have been filed against 49-year-old Joseph Henriksen and his 23-year-old son, Phoenix Henriksen. Both are residents of Siskiyou County. It happened last week in the Shasta Trinity National Forest. Prosecutors say the employees were held at gunpoint, zip-tied, and kept inside a trailer for about 15 hours. The abduction took place in a remote area while the pair of employees were conducting field work near Gumboot Lake Campground. The FBI's hostage rescue team secured the release of the two employees and the surrender of both suspects on Friday morning. The father and son are facing life in prison if convicted as charged. I'm Daniel Martindale.
Directly ahead, latest on breaking news out of Sun Valley. FMNews.com covers Northern Nevada. After Fox News covers the nation and the world, it's 1230.
And bottom of every hour, this is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 1230.
News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump hosting the president of Lebanon for a bilateral meeting at the White House today. Mr. President, do you have any concerns about a blockade of ship traffic in the Red Sea by Houthi rebels in Yemen?
We've had no problem with the Houthis. They've had no problem with us for a long period of time, including during this conflict. I think that if there is something like that, we'll just have to take care of business.
The running back Houthis announced they would be enforcing a blockade against Saudi Arabia and the Bab al-Mandeb Strait. The U.S. military announcing the deaths of four U.S. service members in Iranian attacks over the weekend. House Democratic Caucus Vice Chair Ted Lieu blames Republicans.
They died because Donald Trump and his rubber-stamp Republicans entered a war of choice with no strategy, a lack of defensive munitions, and a lack of planning.
America is listening to Fox News.
FMNews.com, 1231. If you are just joining us here in the KKFT News at Noon, and we do have breaking news out of Sun Valley that we've been following all this afternoon. Washoe County deputies right now are on scene at a home near Sprucewood Drive in Sun Valley. Live television pictures show that deputies are using a loudspeaker to try and talk with someone inside that home that's near Gerdes Avenue. SWAT members have arrived, and the sheriff's office right now says everyone needs to avoid the area near Gerdes Avenue and Sprucewood Drive and use alternate routes in the area until everything is resolved. This apparently started taking place around 10:45 this morning. It's unclear what is going on or why they're trying to do everything. Washoe County says their negotiation team, as well as Reno Police, Reno Fire, and Truckee Meadows Fire District, are on scene responding. And again, this is an active scene. So do the Washoe County Sheriff's Office a solid, please, and avoid the area. Well, if you are ordered to leave from the Biscar Fire in Washoe County, please do so. The Biscar Fire, again, has crossed over into Nevada and has prompted evacuation orders. Word is that the fire, which is now north of 40,000 acres and only 5% contained, still has Highway 395 shut down. Firefighters earlier thought they were making progress on this.
Looking in the coming days, we're hoping that we can get that single lane pilot car. There is evacuation orders close in the area, and we're in a warning in the surrounding zones.
That's U.S. Forest Service Incident Commander in Training Frank Alves. And anyone living between the West Fork, Buffalo Creek, and Smoke Creek areas are being ordered to leave the area right now. Those are evacuation orders, not warnings. It's not a request. It's an order. The fire, again, charred about 40,000 acres northeast of Susanville. Other news that we are following this hour, word is that, we just actually got an update. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth testifying about the Iranian war funding in the Senate with the war escalating. Hegseth told the Senate Appropriations Committee that the White House's $88 billion supplemental funding request is critical.
President Trump's following a simple logic. The military requires a generational investment to deliver on peace through strength.
Hegseth is being joined by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Kane. FM News Talk Time, 1234.
This is Mark from Master Service Plumbing, family owned and operated for 39 years. At Master Service Plumbing, our son Josh answers the phones, I run the crews, and Gabby, the whole thing from coming unraveled. We pride ourselves on our quality craftsmanship and guarantee our workmanship 100%. From our family to yours, thank you for choosing Master Service Plumbing. Call 851-1444. That's 851-1444.
You've just finished paying all of your bills. You're even putting something in savings every month.
You're dressing better, looking better. Your friends have even noticed the new you. That's because you are a professional advertising salesperson at the Evans Broadcast Company. You receive professional training on a regular basis. You have a supportive team to back you up and a manager who wants to help you succeed. Calling Evans Broadcast at 884-8000 was the best move you've ever made.
Discipline, hard work, and sportsmanship are all part of the program at the Gary Great Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Whether you're an experienced practitioner or brand new to the sport, we have a class for you. We have instruction for all ages, all levels, including men, women, children, military, and law enforcement. Come enjoy our family atmosphere and learn the art of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. We have classes for wrestling, judo, Muay Thai kickboxing, self-defense, and of course, gi and no-gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Go to bjjreno.com for more information.
Could see some stormy weather this afternoon into this evening, clearing overnight, and then we start to dry out the rest of the week with plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures on the way. Wild West Chevrolet, your home at the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 90 this afternoon in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
One man leading two departments. I'm John Potter for the new news. It's been talked about, and now having the Reno Fire Chief add the Sparks Fire position to his duties will be considered at both City Council meetings next week. The proposal has Reno Chief Dave Cochran leading both departments, with the City of Sparks covering 25% of his salary and benefits. The Rail City has an acting fire chief after Walt White retired. Hired last month. Both departments would stay separate. The Sparks City Council looks over the deal at 2 p.m. Monday, the Reno Council at 10 a.m. next Wednesday. Reno Chief Cochran says he has the experience and that the departments working together would be a positive, but both cities are quick to add and want to reassure that if approved by their city councils, this would not be a consolidation of the two fire departments. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
KKFT. Money, markets, and local business. Your new news.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to gains in afternoon trading, helped by a recovery in chip stocks as investors get in gear for earnings reports from some of the country's biggest tech companies. Markets have been rattled of late on escalating Middle East tensions, higher oil prices, and powerful new Chinese artificial intelligence models. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher amid a rotation back into chips. And shares of the Utz snack brand are up nearly 90%. The Pennsylvania maker of potato chips and other salt Snacks is going private in a merger with German savory snack maker Intersnack Group. The Wall Street Journal says once the deal is completed, the founding families will still own half of the company. And Charles Schwab reported a better-than-expected quarter, boosted by a jump in demand for trading, though its stock is slightly lower. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
And we have breaking news right now at 12:38 here on the KKFT News at noon. There is a wildfire that is burning in the Huffaker Hills area of South Reno, the Barren Fire. It's already named. First reported around noon today off Alexander Lake Road. The fire estimated right now to be a quarter acre in size. Obviously, it's visible from quite the vantage point here. But again, this is a wildfire that is burning in the Huffaker Hills area of South Reno. It's called the Barren Fire off Alexander Lake Road. If you're in that area, follow fire department instructions, please, and make sure that you're giving them plenty of room. Well, gas prices are creeping up again as the conflict between the U.S. and Iran heats up.
Traffic through the Strait of Hormuz appears to have slowed, sending the price of oil upward. According to AAA, today's average price for a gallon of regular unleaded is a penny over $4 a gallon. That's up from $3.85 a week ago. Drivers in California are paying the most at $5.51 a gallon. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Word is a problem with seatbelts is behind a major recall of some popular Ford and Lincoln SUVs.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the switch for the easy entry, second row outer seats on certain Ford and Lincoln SUVs may stick. That could cause the seats to unlatch, tip, or slide unexpectedly, and it could possibly cause injuries. Included in the recall are 2020 through 26 Ford Explorers and 2020 through 27 Lincoln Aviators. The automaker will notify owners this month and again in January, telling them to take their vehicles to the dealer for a free repair. I'm Daria Albinger.
Time right now for Today in Tech.
A massive copyright suit is settled. Mark Mayfield has the details.
A federal judge in San Francisco is signing off on Anthropic's agreement to pay a $1.5 billion settlement to authors and book publishers who sued over copyright infringement. It's believed to be the largest class action settlement in the history of U.S. copyright law. The payments, authorized by Monday's final court approval, will come in $3,000 installments sent to the owners of 500,000 different published works. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The director of the Commerce Department's Center for AI Standards and Innovation is resigning after just 3 months in the role. Dr. Chris Fall's departure comes during a period of fluctuation in the Trump administration's AI policy. And Google parent company Alphabet is designing a new server chip for Gemini. The chip, named Frozen V2, is set to be released in 2028. The news site The Information says the chip could be 10 times more efficient than Google's current AI chips. Tech Report. I'm Matt Mattinson.
FM News Talk Time 1241. Fairlife Dairy has halted its production of milk in the U.S. following a ransomware attack.
Coca-Cola, which purchased Fairlife in 2020, said in a statement that the impacts of the incident are not yet known. The beverage giant added, however, that the breach has not affected product quality or safety. It's unclear when the breach occurred or when production will resume. I'm Matt Mattinson.
The happiest place on earth is not so happy today. Disney has cut hundreds of jobs in its latest rounds of layoffs. Pixar was reportedly hit the hardest, the Disney film studio, and the cuts there. The layoffs also impacted ESPN and NFL Network personalities as the two networks begin to integrate. Bet you didn't know that. ESPN and NFL Network, yeah, they're joining forces. Some of those let go include longtime Baseball Tonight host Carl Ravich, NFL analyst Ryan Clark, and NFL Insider Network Tom Pelissero. This is the third round of layoffs at Disney this year. FM News Talk Time, it is 1242.
Well, just stepping outside a few minutes ago, it feels a whole lot like Floridia outside. A major flash flood warning and flood watch are in effect as of right now across the Tahoe Basin, Carson City, and the greater Reno area. Democrats are hopeful and fundraising actually giving them the edge in Congressional District 2 right now, but Cook Political Reports revised ratings still puts the district in the solid Republican column, and that would be David Flippo against Benitez Thompson. As for the other three congressional races in the state, Cook says 1 and 4 are likely Democrat, and number 3, Susie Lee, just leans Democrat. The Boys and Girls Club of Lake Tahoe is adding post-school activity at Zephyr Cove Elementary for the new school year. The after-school time wraps up at 6 p.m. And UC Davis scientists released their annual State of the Lake report, revealing that while Lake Tahoe's famous water clarity largely held steady in 2025, long-term environmental pressures continue to threaten the ecosystem. FM News Talk Time, 1245.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
We have no problems on our freeways right now. That earlier disabled vehicle out by USA Parkway is off the road. Things are moving through there just fine. However, there is a police action in Sun Valley at Sprucewood Drive and Gertie's. They're asking you to avoid that area. Likewise, on Alexander Road near Double R Boulevard in South Reno, the Barron Fire is being worked on there, and they don't want people in the way of emergency vehicles. It is 85 degrees in Sparks, 80 in Minden and in Wellington, 71 degrees at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Partly cloudy skies, and as thunderstorm chances develop, those partly cloudy become mostly cloudy. And the possibility of thunderstorms is why we have a flood watch in effect until 11 o'clock tonight. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in cars at a Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. Coming up at 8 tonight, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
We're here with Ricky and Dustin from Pro One Automotive. I understand Pro One's been around for 40 years this year. What's the secret to being one of the premier automotive shops in Northern Nevada?
We treat everybody like family. We just want to make sure the vehicle's safe and reliable, and we've been doing the same thing ever since day one.
Our focus is taking care of the customer. We pride ourselves in using good products and always standing behind our work.
What would you say sets Pro One Automotive apart from other shops?
We really care about every customer. We invest in all the modern equipment and tools. We want to make sure that we could work on anything from a 1995 all the way up to a 2025. So there's no need to go anywhere else. We can handle all your automotive needs.
Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
At Carson City Trailer, we have the solutions to keep you working or playing. Whether it's utility, equipment, dump, or horse trailers, we have what you need. Also, be sure to take advantage of our fully stocked parts department, and if you currently own a trailer, be sure to take advantage of our full service department. Carson City Trailer, 6441 Highway 50 East, 885-7444. Again, that's 885-7444.
Ready to equip your 4x4 for the great outdoors? Look no further than Trek NV Reno. You won't find a more complete Trek accessory shop anywhere in Northern Nevada. For work, off-road, camping, or sheer pleasure, Trek NV has it all. Reno's headquarters for American-made truck caps and tonneau covers from Ranch and Venturous, along with the biggest selection of tires, wheels, lift kits, and more. Stop by Trek NV, 75 East Patriot Boulevard, Suite 13, or search online at truckenvy.com.
Anti-aging medicine. Does it exist? A fountain of youth? Well, if you're tired of all the Jell-O and vinegar miracle cures from charlatans popping up on your phone and you want real information, go to antiagingmedicine, that's all one word, .com. It's a website with answers to your health questions. Topics about ADD, ADHD, the big C, cancer, diabetes, Crohn's, menopause, heart disease, chronic pain, and sciatica. They specialize in treatments for weight loss, depression, hormone replacement, and aesthetic procedures. It's a lot, but you'll find antiagingmedicine.com is easy to navigate. You don't have to continue suffering from chronic illness or complicated conditions. There is hope. Please check out antiagingmedicine.com because there's way too much information to fit in this message. You are unique, and satisfaction to fit your needs is what you encounter there. Antiagingmedicine.com.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:48 right here on the KKFT News at Noon from the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. I'm Greg Neff. Very glad that you are with us. And from the file of, you know what, I can't believe this happened. A man in Kansas City, stay with me on this one, got stuck inside the bowl of a portable toilet for nearly 8 hours. All in an attempt to retrieve a bottle of Mountain Dew. I suppose you could call that a sticky situation. Joe Shelton with Patriot Portable Restroom says crews were picking up units after a World Cup watch party when they found one restroom locked and a man who could not get out.
When they opened the door, the toilet seat was down, toilet was empty. The both of them were thrown back. Then all of a sudden, you know, just like Oscar the Grouch popping out of the trash can, this guy's head pops up and says, "I'm right here."
Well, indeed, that was a surprise. And a battalion chief with the Kansas City Fire Department says he's been on the force for a long time and can't recall anything quite like this.
What we found when we got there wasn't exactly what we thought we were heading to. But when they got there, they found an adult male who was completely down in the porta potty there and was unable to get back out through the seat.
My goodness, was his face red, or perhaps another color. Kansas City firefighters eventually cut open the porta potty to free him, then gave him an impromptu shower with a fire hose before sending him on his way. It takes all kinds. Time right now for the latest health to today's To Your Health.
The American Heart Association says research indicates consuming up to 5 cups of coffee a day is generally safe for most adults.
The association said the research also suggests that regularly consuming caffeinated coffee without added sugars, flavors, or cream was linked to a lower risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, heart failure, and some irregular heart rhythms. However, researchers cautioned that studying the effects of caffeine on the cardiovascular system is challenging because the benefits could be related to compounds in coffee other than caffeine. The statement added that additional research is needed on coffee. I'm Mark Mayfield.
New research shows an antidepressant medication may help those struggling with long COVID. A joint study involving McMaster University and researchers from Canada and Brazil involved 399 adults experiencing fatigue from long COVID. It shows fluvoxamine significantly reduced fatigue and improved quality of life in them. One of the study's authors calls this an important step forward for patients who have been desperate for evidence-based options. Health update, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, it's 1250.
KKFT, your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, sports.
Olympic diver Chris DePalmer, all-conference running back Luke Lippincott, and the entire 2008 softball team lead the inductees into the Nevada Hall of Fame. Ceremonies will be taking place over homecoming weekend in October. Aces opened this week's series at Minogue tonight against Tacoma. A lot of activities planned for the weekend, and the evening will provide some break from the afternoon heat with the drone show Friday and fireworks Saturday and Sunday. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
In 1858, while running for Senate, Abraham Lincoln became well known for his humor and quick wit. In one particular debate, his opponent, Stephen Douglas, called Lincoln a two-faced man. Unperturbed, but with a sly smile on his face, Lincoln replied, "I'd leave it to my audience. If I had another face to wear, do you think I would wear this one?" The crowd erupted into laughter, and Lincoln won the debate. Abe's quick humor and ability to not take himself too seriously, along with his iron will and honest reputation, took him to the White House just 2 years later. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
I leave it to my audience. If excellent service is important to you, and financing options are too, if you expect only the best air conditioning for your home or office, then there's no debate about it. Lincoln wins this one too. Call 359-1985 for an Honest Abe deal or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Did you know you can tap into your home equity with a reverse mortgage and never have to make a monthly mortgage payment? If you have questions regarding a home equity line of credit versus a home equity conversion mortgage, I have the answers. Call me, Patricia Wood, with American Pacific Mortgage. I have over 17 years of experience in working with clients age 62 and over. I'm your local reverse mortgage specialist. Call me at 775-954-0366, NMLS 243-849.
When you buy a used vehicle, you shouldn't have to wonder what comes next. At Compani Capital Ford in Carson City, every qualifying used vehicle includes our Select Shield, giving you added protection from day one. That means 3 months or 3,000 miles of limited warranty coverage on select vehicles, so you can drive with confidence. Plus, you'll receive Compani Auto Care with 1 year of included maintenance, including up to 2 oil changes at no extra cost. Because buying shouldn't mean giving up peace of mind. Not every dealership backs their used vehicles with added coverage. At Capital Ford, we do. Every vehicle is carefully inspected, and we believe that strength and transparent pricing matter. Visit Capital Ford today, where you always pay lower taxes and less fees. Compani Auto Care and Select Shield apply to qualifying used vehicles only. 3 months or 3,000 miles, whichever comes first. Maintenance includes up to 2 oil changes within 1 year. See dealer for details. Less taxes than Reno and Sparks. Excludes leases.
Summer jobs are ramping up fast. Before your next project begins, make sure your tools are ready for the workload ahead. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply provides expert repair services for contractor tools and equipment, helping you minimize downtime and keep your crews moving efficiently from one job to the next. Our experienced factory-trained mechanics are here to help. Call 775-241-9494. Wharton Hardware and Supply, your headquarters for equipment service and repair. 241-9494.
Looking for the stories that matter right here in Northern Nevada? Join Greg Neft and Jerry Evans for the Noon News. Each weekday, Greg and Jerry bring you the latest local news, community events, and political conversations happening across the region, along with the voices and perspectives behind the headlines. If it's happening in Northern Nevada, you'll hear about it on the Noon News, weekdays at noon on 92.3 in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. The Noon News, Northern Nevada's midday conversation.
FM Talk Weather.
Could see some stormy weather this afternoon into this evening, clearing overnight, and then we start to dry out the rest of the week with plenty of sunshine and warmer temperatures on the way. Wild West Chevrolet, your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only $99 at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. 90 this afternoon in Sparks. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
Back to your Noon News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT.
FM News Talk time, it is 12:55. Good afternoon to you. I'm Greg Neff to the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno as we move right along here on your Tuesday. It is one of the most prominent museums in Washington, D.C. Everybody goes there when you visit. Now, a House Oversight Committee holding a hearing over how the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History is being run.
The core of the questioning was about the job of a historian. Is it to preserve artifacts and milestones, or is it to interpret, and can that be done objectively? House Republicans claim personal and political bias has taken over under the leadership of the Smithsonian's current director of the National Museum of American History. The hearing following a report from the White House released July 4th that accuses the taxpayer-funded American History Museum of altering and disparaging the history of the United States for the sake of social justice. It pointed to left-leaning causes being championed and the lack of new major exhibits dedicated to the nation's founding fathers for America 250, adding that when the founders are highlighted in exhibits, it's mostly in the context of slavery.
And that's Fox's Alexandria Hoff in Washington. Jimmy Buffett may have passed away, but his music lives on.
Come Monday, it'll be all right. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days.
Mac McAnally, a longtime member of the Singers Choral Reefer Band, told Billboard that he and his bandmate Michael Utley are working on a posthumous Buffett album. The project will include songs that are, for the most part, tracks that have never been out or were cut for a one-off purpose. The oldest of the tracks is from 2003, while the newest is from about 4 years ago. No release date or title for the posthumous album has been announced. I'm Mark Mayfield.
I still miss him. Jerry, do you have a favorite Jimmy Buffett song?
Pirate Looks at 40. Pretty good song.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent one. Love that one.
And every time I go to the Keys, as recently as, two or three months ago, always go down. There's always a singer, songwriter down there on the beach at some club or bar playing outside while the sun goes down and do enjoy a margarita or another cocktail, and there's always somebody there doing a Jimmy Buffett song there in the Keys of Florida. And actually worked with a guy in San Diego, a guy named Steve Huntington, who went to work for Jimmy Buffett. Buffett had a satellite music channel? It was all maybe a Sirius channel or something, and it was all Jimmy Buffett all the time, and my friend Steve Huntington was the program director of that particular channel, and that's my Jimmy Buffett story, and I'm sticking to it.
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
No, please. When you go down to Key West, it sounds like you've been there. Did you ever go to the original Margaritaville? Did you ever go have a chance to have a margarita there?
No, I have never been to a Margaritaville. And other than that one particular song, when I was in San Diego, Jimmy Buffett was big. And I was never really into that beach thing, getting drunk, and Jimmy Buffett in particular and all that sort of stuff and the surfing. I never really got into that at all. Gotcha. I'd spend more time in the mountains. But just back to the Smithsonian real quick. It's been a while since I've been to D.C., but two of the highlights of the last time I was going through Washington, D.C., standing, looking through the glass at Sitting Bull's Winchester rifle was a thrill. And also, when I was there, there was a Van Gogh painting. I don't remember which one it was. It was maybe Starry, Starry Night or something like that, but definitely take in the Smithsonian if you ever get to D.C. And if you get to your radio tomorrow between noon and 1, we'll be here with another edition of the Noon News right here on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Have a great, thunderous afternoon.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.